This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, and it is Wednesday. That means it's time for Career Day. And I'm just so honored because not only is our masked co-host unveiled to be 98 Degrees Jeff Timmons, but you've also agreed to be our guest for Career Day.
Well, it wasn't in the contract, so I expect a
hefty
boost
bonus.
On my pay.
Yeah. Well, we are so thrilled to have you. If you have any questions for Jeff from 98 Degrees about what it's like to be a pop star, like any questions, you're an open book. You are just, I love how transparent you are about everything.
Well, I think you have to be. People can just Google search stuff and find it out anyway, so you might as well be honest about it. And, you know, look, I think it's been an interesting run. So, people have their preconceived ideas of what you would experience or what life's like, and I always like telling people just like how it is, right?
Yeah.
So they can get an understanding of how it is.
Well, get your questions in. You can call us or text us at 702-364-9400. Usually we start off asking the questions, but a really good one came in, and I'm really curious as to the answer with this. Clearly, 98 Degrees, you guys got together. What year was it?
Well, we formed in 95, and we got signed in 96, and we came out in 97.
When did you really blow up?
Like 98.
98?
Yeah, like 98 through early 2000s is when we were really kind of hitting our stride there.
But someone wants to know, how was it when you were younger? Do you feel like they took advantage of you because of your youth?
Well, meaning they would be everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be the label. It would be your managers. It would be your business managers. It would be attorneys. I think at some point, and I'm not a sour grapes guy, but there's a lot of money when you have success like we did. There's a lot of money going around, and you are so busy because you want to just keep working that you don't really pay attention. You think that the team around you is going to be taken care of. So there are many, many artists, probably 99.9% of them that have gone through some of the things that we did, and I would say yes, we did get taken advantage of.
How does that work? Like when how did you get paid, and
well,
how was
they
it
all
distributed?
Get paid and you don't. That's
is
how
that
it,
what
no,
it happened?
No. I mean, look, we ended up having some success there, but there was a lot that goes around, and when that happens, you know, you sign contracts that you're not really paying attention to, and you assume that your team's going to be taking care of you, but a lot of those people aren't familiar with how the business works either.
Yeah.
So you really have to surround yourself with a good team, and sometimes it's a little too late. Well, fortunately for us, we were able to get things together, but towards the tail end. So there was a lot that went out to other people that we didn't get to receive and see, but later on when we kind of got hip to it towards the end, we were able to be successful there.
Wow, this is so fascinating to me. We have Cheryl on the phone. Cheryl, what is your question for Jeff Timmons here on Career Day?
This is a real adult question. What do you do for health insurance?
Well, that's interesting. There used to be unions. So there's a Screen Actors Guild union. There was one for American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, which is called AFTRA. And after your song was on the radio a certain amount of time, a certain amount of a TV appearance, you would qualify for insurance. Well, look, when we cooled off for about a decade, those sorts of things wore out and ran out. So, you just have to do what everybody else does. Go get your own insurance and pay for it. So, yeah, I mean, there are some things that are there for artists, not as much as you'd like to think so. But I think with movies and TV, there are more things in place for artists and actors and actresses, but not too much for musicians.
Okay, what about this question? Does everyone in the band get paid equally, or does the quote-unquote lead singer get more?
Nah, we're a true quartet, true band, true business partners, two brothers, So, we split everything equally amongst us. We've always had that agreement. No matter what success each of us and individuals are having and had, we created this together and we share in the pie together.
Worst place you went on tour?
You know what? I'm not that kind of guy that's trying to be evergreen and sunshine and rainbows, but I liked every single place we've been. I mean, we played from cornfields in the middle of nowhere in Connecticut in the mud to Dodger Stadium. and I've found ways to enjoy all of it because we've truly lived the dream. It's been a blast, so I didn't hate any place that we've been.
Well, we have so many questions coming in. We're going to take a break here, but before we go to break, I was asking you a question off the air about if you've ever met P. Diddy and if you know him, and you said, Oh, yeah.
I mean, we were kind of in that mix. So the guy that signed us, Andre Harrell, we were signed to Motown Records. And God rest Andre's soul. He passed away a couple years ago, but gave us our break. He was amazing. He was, you know, he's the one that gave Puffy his break, or Diddy his break, or P. Diddy, or whatever he's
called.
So
you have, like, a relation. Ooh. You had a relationship. And we're going to talk about that because it's really interesting. Get your questions in. It's Career Day. Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees. It's all coming up next. It's Mix 94.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and this is Career Day, and our guest today for Career Day, he's also our mask co-host. It's Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees. Oh my gosh, we are just reminiscing by some of the songs. Oh, you guys have so many hits.
Yeah, we've been lucky.
Such a fan. It's like, oh, no, I can't. And not to mention one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time. Do you guys get excited during Christmas?
We love it. You know, that's honestly, we've been fortunate enough to have a lot of success, but that's my favorite album, the Christmas album that we did.
Do you have a favorite Mercedes that we might have in the system?
What's your biggest Christmas hit?
This Gift, it's called.
This Gift is huge.
Oh my God, we don't have
that
it.
One. What's funny though is we just got a text here for Career Day, and it says, this is not a question, but a huge thank you. I'm originally from Cleveland and saw 98 Degrees in a small venue when they first got their start, and I'm still a fan. Your first Christmas album is still my go-to for the holidays. Ever grateful for your music. That's from Michelle.
That. Thank you so much. What a beautiful text or note. I appreciate that. And I'm from Northeast Ohio. The other guys are from Cincinnati, so she's right by close to where I'm from, so I appreciate the hometown love and support.
We love it. Get your questions in here. So we brought something up before the break, and I'm so intrigued because I was going to ask you, and I hope this is not crossing a line or anything, but I was going to ask you, like, if you guys know Puff Daddy or P. Diddy or whatever, and if you ever were invited to, like, a Diddy party before.
Well, look, the Diddy parties that you're seeing now, and these are like the after party.
Yeah.
We didn't get invited to any of those.
Okay, you didn't.
You know, we went to we got invited to some of the regular industry parties. It's like,
right,
Clive Davis has his Grammy party. I mean, Diddy used to have these parties that everybody would go to.
And that's what I've heard in this whole story, is like, there was the party that was like the regular party, and then after like 2 a.m. it turned into a different party.
Yeah. By that time we were too busy. We were on the road. We were, you know, we're Ohio guys. We had to go to the next city or go do the next event or whatever. We were, I mean, no. So for us, I never saw any of that stuff. You see weird stuff in Hollywood. We've seen our share of weird things, but when it comes to that stuff that's coming out and being revealed about Diddy, I can't say that I ever was a part or saw any of that stuff.
How,
just being honest.
How was he with, like, work with you guys, because he was kind of involved in you guys and your success?
Well,
or?
He wasn't involved in our success, but the guy that signed us, his name was Andre Harrell, and he passed away. He gave Diddy his first break.
Got
and so we would, when we got signed and lived in New York, we would run into all those guys. They would always be hanging out together. Russell Simmons and Diddy and Andre, they were part of this, like, New York clique, this hip-hop crossover pop scene, and we were new guys that got signed, and of course would see them at dinners and events and things. things like that. He put us in one of Biggie Smalls' video, but we never worked with him in the studio. We never had any interactions with him like that. But we had crossed paths with him a number of times. That was a certain sort of click at that time. Andre had just come from Uptown to Motown, and that's who we were assigned to. So we saw all those guys. Bad Boy was just starting, just emerging, and of course Def Jam was legendary at that time. So as a new person from Ohio, fresh after getting signed, we were kind of in awe of all these people.
Yeah.
We were sort of, I guess, naive in all that stuff. We thought we were there to make records and music, and we saw these guys as very successful people in the industry, and they were at the time. And so we were maybe shielded from some of the stuff that, you know, is getting kind of revealed nowadays.
And you're probably glad that you were shielded.
Well, yeah, yeah. I was certainly aren't upset about that.
Now, another question that just came in. What is the weirdest experience that you've had?
We've had some weird ones. We've had some weird fan experiences. I mean, we've talked about these a couple times, but you know, we were overseas and I ordered room service in Southeast Asia one time and had some eggs and toast and bacon and you know, some fans popped out from under the cart. We've had fans sneak on our tour buses. They'd be in our hotels when we got there, in our hotel rooms.
What do you even do when that happens?
You try to be nice and get security, get them out of there. I mean, so it's kind of strange. We had someone that did a fake interview one time that was a crazy fan. We were doing something for NBA Stay in School program, and you know, we had this interview with somebody quote unquote from NBC, had the lanyard, the pass, the cameraman with her. There was and it was at that time they had, you know, tapes in the cameras, and our security guy goes, "There's no tape in your camera." And the girl freaked out and, you know, just had a meltdown.
Oh my.
So we've had some crazy stuff happen with stalkers and people following you from city to city to city to city to city for a year. And
I'm
like,
sorry about that. I'll stop doing that.
Mercedes, what are you doing on that?
Therapy goes on. How much time we have? I know you have to get into another song.
Which member of the band are you closest to?
All of them. It sounds like a canned answer, but we all have a certain bond. You know, like Nick and I love sports together. You know, Drew teaches me how to dance and I don't do a good job of it. And then Justin and I were always roommates because the brothers were roommates. So, you know, we're close together. So I have an affinity for all of them. We're like brothers.
Oh, my gosh. I love that you guys are. It seems like there's not some bands you can tell there's a divide, and it doesn't seem like there's that with you guys.
I mean, it's like any family. So what's weird about it is you go to work and then you go home to your family. We were a family and going to work together, so you obviously get on each other's nerves at times when you're together for 24 hours a day for 5-6 years straight, but that also makes you closer. We've been through things together that not a lot of people have been through together, so we you know, we love each other.
Just fascinating. We're talking to Jeff Timmons here from 98 Degrees. Okay, so for career day, we always ask money.
Money.
Money, money, money. Now, I know it's hard to say, like, this is the exact amount I make. So, but what can a successful pop star, maybe just starting out, what do you make? And then what does it go up to? Can you give us an idea?
If you write the songs, you make a lot.
Yeah.
But we didn't write a lot of our songs. The label would pick give us a bunch of songs to pick from. They didn't trust us to write, so we would pick our hits. But really, it's touring. You don't make a lot of money from the album sales. And at that time, they were CDs and not streams and things that have emerged now. But you didn't make a lot of money from that. You know, out of a CD sale, which a label would sell to a store for like $8 wholesale and sell it, they would sell it for $17.99. You know, we would get 18% of that. And that would be split up five ways.
Oh, my God.
But we wouldn't even get that till after we paid back what it cost to make the album, to promote the album. If you see these guys rocking cool clothes, a stylist, you pay all that stuff back before you get paid. So that was called recoupment. But where you did make money is touring. So you'd make money from touring or merchandise. Or we had, you know, corny board games and erasers.
Like dolls.
We didn't have the dolls. For some reason, we were too cool to do the dolls. I wish we did the dolls. We got offered a lot of money for the dolls, but that's where we drew the line, unfortunately. But,
darn it.
But that's where you make the money on merchandise and touring. And we were fortunate enough to tour all over the world. So that was good for us.
This has just been one of my favorite career day segments ever. Can we play a 98 Degree song?
Absolutely. What song?
You have to dust off the record.
No,
it's
in their system. It's ready to go.
You converted it to digital.
Now, will you make any money by us playing this song?
I will make 0.0062 cents from this spin.
Wow.
Well, it's it's something. And you know what? I love. We play the hardest thing. The little clip. I love that song.
I
love
that
all
too.
Your songs. Can we play the hardest thing?
You want to do the hardest thing? Okay, yeah, let me get it. Let's, out.
I know I said a different one earlier, but when we played that hook, I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
That was a fun song. People know I do the wedding song now more than because that's a wedding song, and that one has transcended time. But the hardest thing was probably our biggest hit.
We got it, and you were ready to do it.
It's on 98 degrees. The hardest thing. Jeff Timmons, our mass co-host today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.